through your mind with that challenge play where, you know, they ended up reversing it?
When I first caught it, I feel like I got two in. Of course, I really wasn't sure, but I felt like it. And then I seen replay. I'm like, oh, no, that's 2 feet for sure. Like, it wasn't even close. Coach Caldwell threw the flag, and, you know, the rest is history.
Golden Tate hit 1,000 yards today. Marvin has already done it. You know, what is it like playing with those two guys, and what kind of season have they had?
Oh, man, GT has talked about it all week. Like, you know, I want to go out there and get 1,000. And on that play alone, you can just tell he was just determined, you know, made one move on the guy. Man, what I think it went for like 70 or something. I mean, he does it all the time, you know. For some reason, nobody could bring him down by the sideline. Man, I'm happy for the both of them, you know. 2,000-yard receivers, that's great.
What was the mood in the locker room after that win? I know you guys wanted to finish out the season strong, but obviously the season didn't end how you guys wanted it to in the playoffs.
Man, it's a great feeling. Beat Green Bay twice, finished our division 5-1, and then just to cap off the year with the W, with the winning record, it's nothing like it.
What kind of statement do you feel like this game made? A lot of people called it meaningless coming into this game, but you guys made a very decisive win out there. What statement was that?
Well, first off, you know, like I said, we wanted to come out here and dominate the game as a whole team, and we did just that. And, you know, really, you know, we were just out there playing our game, trying to put points on the board offensively, and defense was trying to limit them.
What was Coach Caldwell's message to the team afterwards?
Great way to just finish the game out, finish the year out on a positive note. And, you know, he was telling us all week, like he said, he was like, you know, even though we're not going to the playoffs, we still have great things in front of us. Winning record, 5-1 our division, beat Green Bay twice, and we executed it.
I know this is your first NFL offseason, your first full one that you're going into. Always a lot of uncertainty when an offseason comes around. How do you approach that, and kind of what's your mindset as you approach this offseason?
Well, first off, I'm going to rest the body a little bit. I got to take a little time off. But then just work on just the little things, you know, that I feel like can help me become a better receiver for this team. And I'm excited.
How important was it for you to get some good quality playing time this season and be able to really make an impact?
Oh, man, it was huge. I just looked back and I was like, man, I wish I got those 5 games that I missed. But, you know, I was blessed enough to come back from the injury and, you know, make plays for this team.
So if you kind of just take me through that touchdown catch, what you were seeing before the play and then everything that kind of happened.
Well, I was really trying to clear it out and get Marv open. And without me even knowing the ball was coming to me, I was trying to do my job. And I just peeked. And the ball's right there, and I just had Ha-Ha to beat. I just gave him a stiff arm and just tried to outrun as fast as I can.
I mean, that looked obviously not exactly like some of your touchdown catches in the first game, but did that feel kind of like, all right, you needed to get something like that to go in the offseason?
Man, I was...
middle of the year for you?
I mean, I can't be more blessed. Start the season with 2 touchdowns, finish this season off with 1. I mean, you know, it's definitely a blessing.
This team just as far as going forward and really where you guys were able to make strides in this season?
You know, a couple games we just didn't finish. We're definitely a strong team. We go out there and compete. And like I said, just a few games we didn't finish the way we were supposed to finish. Offensively, a few games we didn't come out the way we were supposed to come out. And then there were some games where we came out rolling hot. You know, off season, and even, you know, when everyone comes back, we're just going to have to work, do our little things, and, you know, just get ready to roll for next season.
What have been the challenges in this last week, Kenny, really just with all the talk about Coach Caldwell and kind of the uncertainty from the outside? How have you guys been able to put that aside, and did you at any point feel today like you were going out there playing for him in his last game?
We never even talked about it. You know, we just focused on Green Bay, and, you know, Coach Caldwell never let anyone talk about it. No one wanted to talk about it. We had one mission, and that was just to go out there and beat Green Bay.
Part of a team that beat them twice in the same season for the first time since 91. It doesn't happen a lot.
Oh, that's great. Man, and definitely to go out there and finish it the way we finished it, you know, out there. Matt Staff got a little touchdown, 2-point conversion, but it was a great feeling.
How fun is it to watch your quarterback score?
Oh, man, he launched it. Did you see him? He scored and launched into the stands. It was great.
You feel bad for the fan that was on the other end of that?
Oh, no, hopefully they caught it.
he'll understand how tough it is to catch one of his passes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.